Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Anybody in this room heroic?
Huh?
Have you saved anybody? Have you done, like, I think we do, we take calls from people. You could call and say, like, shout out a hero.
Sure.
And go, this guy, one time, I crashed my car and he like rappelled down. We had somebody, like I remember somebody called in with this story. They were driving to like Steamboat and there's this pass that you go over Rabbit Ears where in the winter, like it gets pretty, if you go over all the way over Rabbit Ears, they'll find you in spring. Like they'll find what was left of you. It's like, there's a couple mountain passes, Wolf Creek in Colorado where even the rescuers are like, yeah, no, it's fine.
We're not good.
Yeah, they're gone. But somebody, they went over like one of the dangerous passes and they're in their car like, I know where I'm at. Like probably nobody saw me go over the edge or whatever. And all of a sudden somebody was pulling on their door and this guy driving by just happened to be like a spelunker or whatever, like a cave guy, had rope and like tied it to the guardrail, saw him go over the edge. And then just rappelled down, got him out of the car and helped him back up to the side of the road.
That's crazy.
That's a hero.
Yes.
But like, so you could call and tell that story, but I feel a lot of the stories are going to be people calling going, yeah, that was me. I was a rappel guy.
Yeah.
Like, I was just driving. You want to toot your own horn on the radio, right? You want to go,
yeah,
I'm heroic.
I'll honestly not toot my own horn because I was terrified when this happened, but I was working at like my high school job. And a woman comes running in and is like, call 911. A man, I worked next to a jewelry store and a man went into the jewelry store and had, they thought, a gun in his pocket, but it was actually a knife. So the owner was able, I was on the phone 911. The owner like punched him out and then ran out and locked him in.
What?
Store, but then I was on 911. So
he's in the store, but
he was the hero.
He can steal anything, but he's not going to get out.
Right. He couldn't get out. It was so crazy. And I was so shaken up. I was not a hero. I was like, okay.
But that jewelry owner, I mean.
Amazing.
But that's his like, he's like, it's like a mom and pop jewelry store. It's like, if I don't punch this guy out, I'm going to lose my livelihood.
And like he had a knife. So like, and also maybe my life.
Oh my God.
So he was the aggressor.
Yeah. Yeah. Crazy.
Okay. That's what, like. Sometimes, you know, is a kid a hero if they stop an abduction, like stop their own abduction?
For sure. Yeah.
There are, right?
Yeah.
I've tried to teach my kids this. Like, if you just resist, you're going to be kidnapped. Because you look like a kid whose dad is just like, you have to keep screaming at the top of your lungs. I saw this. This was a kid I saw on the news, total hero. You have to keep screaming, I don't know this person.
Yeah.
Because if you keep going, no, I don't want to go with you, it's like, that's your dad and you don't want to go home from the park.
I don't know you.
Keep screaming. And that was, it was this kid. I think of that kid as a hero because I remember watching the news.
Yeah.
And the kid was like, I just kept screaming, I don't know you, I don't know you. And then finally other people like jumped in. I was like, is this your dad? And he's like, no. And they got him out of there. My kids saw that story and that, like, not that they were ever abducted after that, but it had been, right. Had anybody tried. My kids are kind of ugly, so nobody really...
Stop that.
Nobody really
How dare
went
you
after
say
them.
That about your children?
I'm just kidding. I just don't want anybody to go after my kids now that challenge accepted.
They'd beat them.
Yeah. My son's a black belt. Good luck.
Okay. Is he?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. He really is, yeah. Oh.
Legit.
Wow,
yeah.
Okay.
In karate. You're like, go after him. The day he quit, he forgot everything.
Oh.
So like if you want to go after my son right now, he's pretty easy.
Okay.
All right. So if you are a hero or you want to shout out a hero, we'd love to hear your heroic stories. 303-222-5423. You can text or call. I want to say that I was a hero at the Louis Tomlinson concert.
Oh, man.
Oh.
I don't know if you recall this. June 21st. I think it was a year ago, maybe two.
It was June?
Yeah. We're sitting at Louis Tomlinson. One marble size hailstone came down, hit me in the back. And I took a picture of it and I was like, is that all you got? Because we were just laughing. It's like one hailstone. It was like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
And then like 10 minutes later, the screens go like, get out. Like, we'd already left Red Rocks twice. Like they sent us out for lightning, and then they give the all clear. You come back. So you walk clear down to your car, you come clear back. And on this time, they were like, you can stay. It's not that bad. And then all of a sudden they're like, get out. We start running and it's just like, here comes the hail. And I put my coat over my daughter's head.
Good.
And then I heard like, it's like a gong. It was like, wong, 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 wong. And I was like, what? And it was, and I could tell, then my face was wet.
Oh.
And I was like, that's not rain. Because it was just blood gushing. Oh.
How big were these hails?
Golf ball.
Oh, jeez. My gosh.
And I'm just going to say, at a Louis Tomlinson concert, you know who he is, right? One Direction.
Duh. Mm-hmm.
Who's at that concert?
All younger girls.
14-year-old girls. It was the most horrific sound.
Some of them were alone.
All their parents are like at bars. They're like up at the top bar. Like you just abandon your kids because you don't want to watch it. I was sitting with my daughter.
Yeah.
But like so many girls had no parental, and they're just screaming. It's like the worst thing that ever happened to them.
Oh.
Wow.
And then the other heroes were the roadies for Louis Tomlinson. Finally came running out on stage. And started pulling people onto the stage.
To get under.
Under the roof.
Wow.
Because the vendors at Red Rocks wouldn't let people under their roofs. They're like, you can't come back here. You might steal our beer. And it's like,
hey man,
we're dying.
Yeah.
Oh my
God. I'm bleeding.
We're being
from my
murdered
face.
Out here. Okay.
They're 14.
Yeah.
It was, and some of them were laughing. It was horrible. Some of the vendors were like, there was a lot. Yeah, there was a lot of people got fired.
Not heroes.
The other one that I saw in the news that was killing me, there was a DoorDash driver that's a hero that like, got an order, and I don't remember all the items in it, but it was like duct tape.
Oh, yeah.
Like the whatever the zip ties.
A shovel and tarp or something?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To a hotel room.
Uh-huh.
And he was like, I don't like it. So he just contacted the police and went, can you maybe help me for what somebody would need? So the police met him at the hotel room, and they went in and searched, and he had somebody kidnapped in there.
It was just crazy.
That he was absolutely going to tie up more.
Yeah.
I would.
And probably kill.
I would have assumed, someone's playing a prank and they're trying to order the weirdest. Like, this is so obvious.
Yeah.
And I don't know. You know, and then you call the cops and it'd be like, clearly it's a prank.
I'm playing a joke. Yeah.
Oh, but it was real.
It was
so
real.
Definitely you see something.
That kid was a hero. DoorDash driver just put two and two together.
Yeah.
And went, I'm going to save somebody's life, maybe. Or end a really stupid prank.
Wow. Chris.
Okay. Well, we've all been heroes. If you've been a hero, we'd love to hear your story. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So off air, Tiak has been serenading us, and I think it's time for him to do it here. We're taking hero calls, and he's been...
I can be your hero, baby.
Oh, that was actually pretty good.
It's not terrible.
Yeah, it's really
I can
not.
Wipe away your tears.
Oh, man.
I can kiss away the pain. What Kids Bop version were you listening to?
He doesn't have to be right. He's just singing, Erica.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Relax. He's being more of a hero than you are.
I'm sorry.
Mike?
Yeah.
Hero. That was really kind of a letdown on this side.
Yeah.
Okay. What was your hero story?
One of my clients at work just told me the story the other day, but his two sons were out hiking in Summit County, like the middle of winter, and there was like 2 feet of snow on the ground. Younger son decided he wanted to quit because he was just kind of over the snow, so he went back to camp. Older son kept going. He wanted to summit the peak. So on the way back, he gets lost.
Oh.
And they start sending out search crews looking for him because his phone's dead. They can't get a hold of him. They call the guy, their dad, the guy I know, and they're like, 10 o'clock at night, like, we can't find your son. He's out in the middle of nowhere. Start driving up here for the worst case scenario. And then around 1 o'clock in the morning, he just strolls into camp with some guy on his back. The reason why he was so late was because he found some dude that fell and broke his leg, also hiking alone, had no one with him. And instead of like just leaving him there trying to find help, he put him on his back and carried him through 2 feet of snow to get him out of the woods.
Oh my gosh.
Is he strong enough to carry a dude? Clearly.
I mean, it took multiple hours, so apparently, but like, yeah, he just wouldn't leave him alone. He kept hiking through snow with him.
That's so kind.
And you have to be, you have to know inside you're doing the right thing, but you're like, people are freaking out thinking I'm lost.
Yes.
For sure, but I get, what am I going to do?
This is the best case
scenario. He wasn't lost. They thought he was
I know,
lost.
But right. I'm saying he knew that everybody thought he was lost.
Right.
When the swing of emotions for his dad to go, my son is missing. Oh, there he is. He's a hero.
Yeah.
He saved a man.
That's amazing.
Wow.
They got to give him the key to the city of like Summit County or something.
Yeah, he was only like 22 years old at the time, too, apparently.
Wow.
And they just let him go hiking by themselves. Sorry. I'm just...
At 22?
I know, you're an adult. It's still, in 2 feet of snow. Sorry. Oh,
okay.
I turn into a little bit of an Erica parent on that one.
Hey,
I'm more of a Coco man at the 2 feet of snow.
Thank you for the call, Mike. Austin.
Yay.
Hero.
When I was 5, my mom was working overnights at the hospital as a nurse. And would nap during the day. And my sister and I were out playing at our apartment, and this kid ended up having a seizure in the middle of the parking lot, knocking himself out, scared the, you know, out of me. I ran inside because the only hero I could think of was my mom because she was a nurse. So she grabs her medical bag. Obviously, at first, she was irritated that I woke her up from a nap. But...
Yeah, she's groggy. She's like, what?
She's like, yeah. Grabs her medical bag, goes out, tells me to go back inside, call 911. I did. And the kid, 911 came, and the kid ended up being completely fine.
Oh,
but I just, it was just,
wow.
Did you get grounded, though, for waking your mom up?
No.
You did the right thing.
Kind of.
Yeah.
But nurses need their sleep, too.
I know.
You could have just called 911 and let her sleep.
Come on. Okay.
No, that's a great story. We love the nurses here. Mm-hmm. Mark?
Yes.
Yay.
Hero, what do you got?
So this was several years ago. I had delivered a baby in a King Supers parking lot.
What?
No big deal.
Oh, okay. Just casual. You know how one does.
Are you a doctor?
No, I was in. I was a police officer at the time, and I had just gotten off shift, and wife wanted me to stop by King Supers to grab some stuff for the dinner that night, and so I was walking in. A lady had pulled up in a van. Her friend was actively giving labor in the passenger seat. So,
Have you done it before, or you just...
No. No, that was my first time.
With your policeman training.
Oh my God. Like, that is, wow. Did they name the kid Mark?
No. I actually, everything went well and just mainly just played catch. And luckily, the fire department was right behind me and took over. But,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes. He indeed did just say, I mainly just played catch with a baby.
Don't make that sound.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.
Nine.
Time once again for my favorite part of the show. T-Hack sings with us.
News. News.
No!
This is news. Or no.
Starting to play to the cameras, Erica.
Yeah.
Starting to realize it's not just radio. I want T-Hack and I, we're working on a little, we probably shouldn't let this out, but there's going to be, DCPA. It's going to be a play based on news or nope.
No, there's not.
It's like if the Book of Mormon gets a play, so does news or nope.
Yeah.
So we're going to be out there and we got to work on our faces when we're doing news. You got to like furrow the brow and then no one needs to be like, oh, you got to have your mouth really open.
You're
like
playing to the back, Erica.
Yeah, you got to play to the back. Really put a lot of eye makeup on. Mm-hmm. Feels like too much and it's just the right amount.
You guys are such showgirls.
Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Have we used any notes? I don't think anybody
I don't
used
think
one.
So, but I'm about
negative.
To
okay. So anyway, there's okay. There's
no,
this
no, I can do it.
Two
I can
cannibals
do it.
Eating a clown.
I can do it.
She's ready.
Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck reunited on a red carpet yesterday.
I saw that.
For the NYC premiere of Kiss of the Spider Woman. And they looked so thrilled to see each other. Remember, they
broke up hard.
It's like they were engaged 20 something years ago, and then he cheated on her right before the wedding, so then the wedding didn't happen.
You're gonna tell me you're not doing giant hands right now for you're not playing to the cameras, you're not going
oh,
big
no,
for the
I was doing it
are
for
you auditioning
guys. I was trying to
for the news
it.
Or no play? It feels
they
like an audition.
Engaged.
It's fun to stay at the YMCA's.
And then they broke up because he cheated. I'm doing jazz hands.
He didn't
hands.
Cheat? Did he cheat?
He cheated back. No, I can't stop doing
Put your
hands.
Hands down, woman. It's radio.
He cheated like 20 years ago. So they
so
didn't
they broke
get married.
Up for an infidelity when they weren't even married?
Yeah, because that's a thing. You can not be thrilled about someone cheating when you're just dating.
Yeah, but then you've already had a breakup for that one.
Right. So then they...
But now, like, you don't get to be mad at something.
No.
You got in a car accident a long time.
And then all these years later...
She found out.
Years later one, I don't know why they broke up. They just did.
Oh. Yeah, they've dated multiple times.
Right.
Oh, like, sorry, I didn't read your hand signals as you were telling their life story from the beginning.
It's fun to stay at the YMCA.
Okay,
so they were both...
Go to Instagram later, yeah. The Slacker Show. That'll be a video.
They were both at the premiere because... J-Lo is the star and Ben Affleck is the producer.
He produced it, yeah.
And this, I think that they started working on this when they were still married.
Was she, did she have a weird thing from her, like the pictures I saw, I don't know.
She had this dress that had these like.
Oh, like things that came up to her head.
Yeah.
It was a lot.
It is called the Kiss of the Spider Woman.
But she don't have to dress like it on the red carpet.
But they look so happy to see each other. And she's beaming at him like they just made love.
Oh no.
They do.
They'll fall back in again.
He's such a hard. I think she's a freak. I think she's so beautiful and she's aging in reverse. I think like In Living Color, was that the name of that show that she was on? J-Lo Young was 4,000 times less hot than she is now. It's correct. She's the no human. Looks that much better as they've gotten older,
right?
Like she does. He's just a fuddy-duddy, though.
Like, he's cute, but he's fine.
No, but I think he just is. He just was there a single paparazzi shot of him where he wasn't like, I'm married to the hottest girl in the world. She just keeps getting hotter
with Dunkin' Donuts and a cigarette.
Yeah, like he's just. Ugh.
I make movies with my best friend.
Yeah, my life.
Yeah, he's a little.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry. Anyway.
That was the story.
Okay. T-Hack? Sorry, a lot of hand motions on News or Nope today.
Good evening.
Good evening.
The Village People are in the know.
No! Please!
Nicole Kidman back in the news, but not for her divorce. She was just announced as the latest Chanel ambassador.
Oh.
Which is, The timing, people are saying like, oh, so you're getting a divorce. So you're like, I'm going to take on a side gig.
Yeah.
You know, there's a like, oh, I bet Keith is upset because he's going to miss out on the
because
Chanel
money.
Because
he's out on the road. Like, yeah, I don't know. She needs something to be in the spotlight because he is, I feel like he's coming apart a little bit. Like, yeah. This is full on midlife crisis for him. He's not, he's dropped the song about her from his set entirely.
Which song?
The Fighter.
Oh, I didn't even know that one.
Apparently it's about, so he's dropped that. He's dropped the ring. I don't know.
It makes me sad for them. They were so cute.
But obviously they weren't happy.
Did you notice her bangs? She did what every girl
did. She did, yes. The breakup bangs.
She did not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Girls, please. There's...
Ooh, don't... I don't
I have
go,
to say it,
no.
I have to say it out loud.
You don't
there
like
are
bangs?
5% of you who can pull off bangs. Zooey Deschanel and like 4%. Most of you don't look
bangs.
Good in bangs. You don't.
I love them.
My ex-wife was like, I've always wanted bangs. I want bangs. And then she did. I'm like...
I had bangs for a while.
Yeah, and you didn't look good, right? You did. Just admit it. Just own it. Just own that you don't.
I don't know, but I have a big forehead, so at least it covered that.
Why don't you have bangs still?
Because I grew them out.
Because yeah, and you grew them out because
I grew up.
You don't want to be on my side because you think I'm saying something weird.
I thought
but
they
I'm
were
kind
of cute.
So many girls go like, "Oh my God, look how good Zooey looks! Look how good Taylor looks!" And they cut them, and you're like, ah! "I look like I have a curtain around my face. Yeah. It looks bad."
I like them, but now that I'm listening to what you're saying, it's maybe the percentage that can pull them. I like when
it's such a rare percentage.
I feel like your wife could pull them off.
She's had them before,
yeah.
And I like
and
it.
And you like it, uh-huh. So she's got the right face. I'm not being mean because I think you could have super short hair, you could have long hair, you could have like shaved on the side. There's a million things you can do with your hair, but like bangs, it just frames your face in a way that if your face isn't like
perfect,
Edna Mode, darling.
Oh
yes,
okay.
Edna Mode and guest.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Today is National Taco Day, and it did fall on a Tuesday.
Let's go! What are we doing? Cancel Colorado tonight. We're doing Taco Tuesday.
You can look up like where to get some deals, like Taco Bell, Del Taco. Places have Taco
Bell. You got to go to one of the places on the Colorado Dunn list. El Jardín, Casa Bonita, Santiago's.
Yeah.
You know what? You're so right.
Yep.
It's all, you know where else is a fun place?
Where?
It's fun to stay at the
YMCA.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I'm trying to decide if this item I just bought is completely ridiculous or not.
Why'd you say item like that?
Oh, because I have a cold and I don't enunciate well.
It was like item.
Item.
Like, okay.
Item.
It's not okay. Foreshadowing with that. It's not an iPhone or an iPad.
No.
It's an
item. No. And I'm curious. Actually, T-Hack is probably not extremely helpful on this.
When is he helpful?
I was thinking about your wife mostly with this.
Okay.
And Slacker, you're not super helpful because you don't have a wife.
Ooh, you thought it was bad for me and it got worse for you.
Ugh. I know. I was like, did you see I was starting to like pile on and go, when is T-Hack useful? Yeah, burn, roast it.
You were thinking about gloating.
The boomerang was just still coming back.
Yeah.
That sucked. So that you bought a feminine thing. You bought something for girls.
Yes, for the record, it's not like a feminine product, but... Okay.
A feminine product.
Feminine
it was a feminine item.
Why can't I find it? I was trying to find a photo of what it is.
You know what this is?
What?
Have you ever had somebody... Because she's on her phone trying to find it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It is... I know it's everybody in the room's pet peeve, but I just have to point it out. Our big boss in the corner... Not the one ends with Ike, the one ends in Ica.
Right, that's super helpful.
will come up to me sometimes and go, oh my God, you gotta see the fish I caught. And you're like, cool. And then it's like, hold on. And then he's just scrolling, and you're like, bro, how about if you're gonna lead with, you gotta see the fish I caught, have your phone out and already on the picture.
Hey man,
yeah,
I've had it up since before you said Ike.
Okay. All right, let's see the picture.
Can you tell? Oh, which one is real and which one is fake?
Which one what? Oh my God. Oh. So you bought a dummy ring.
I bought a dummy ring because we are going out of the country.
And you want to still be engaged on the trip, but you don't want to be expensively engaged.
Exactly.
Do a lot of women do this?
Yes. And that's why I was actually curious about, I was going to ask T-Hack if your wife has one of these. And then I remembered that they don't really go out of the country much.
They travel, but they just go, at some point you got to take your wife on a trip. Cause like your trips are like family. And I know this job is hard. Mm-hmm. It's not hard, but it's just time consuming.
It's hard to get away.
When you get away, it's like, oh, you have some time off? Cause you got to bring the babies. You got to come up to Pennsylvania or Oregon, wherever they are this time. And then you got to come to Iowa. And you're like, bleh.
Everyone gets a turn.
Don't worry. I am going out of town with family or out of the country with family.
Right.
You don't even have kids yet.
Yeah,
I know. It's just going to get worse.
I think you still sometimes, I guess if you're just going to Iowa, you don't need a dummy ring, do you?
Right. Not particularly. Like, I've flown with my real ring, but it's something about leaving the country and like going on a cruise that I'm like, what if something happened?
Yeah, the open water makes me nervous.
Yeah.
It seems like
it's going to fall off.
Yeah.
It's insured.
It is, but it's like, why test that insurance, you know?
That's exactly what insurance is for.
Yeah, it sure is.
I test, like my Tesla insurance, hey, State Farm, I'm looking at you. I push it as hard as I can every single day.
I think this is super common though. But I will say my fiance is a little upset because he custom designed my ring and I was able to find one on Amazon that looks just like it.
It looks remarkably like it. Here's the thing. I'm a boy.
Yeah.
So I've seen your ring.
Yeah.
But I didn't really like stare at it and go, oh, it's more. So they both looked pretty.
Yeah.
One has more sparkle to it. And I'm trying to decide would the fake one have more sparkle to it because they're trying hard? Yeah,
and I will put this photo up on Instagram.
And we got people got to guess which one's which.
Yeah.
Which do you, I feel like, go ahead.
The sparklier one is the fake one. That but would here's be my the thing, guess.
The sparklier one was sense. Closer to her body, I think, in that picture, meaning it wasn't.
The sparklier one was on top.
It was? Okay, then that is the fake one. Because I don't think Eric is the type of person to take her real ring off.
I take it off all the time.
No, but and then put the other one closer. Do you know what I mean? She's got all that weird mojo juju.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, she's like, I can't put that one. It's like, if I have them both, then that one.
Do you want me to tell you the answer?
Well, I think we can kick around some theories further.
Before you do, do they feel any different? Like, holding them, is one significantly heavier than the other?
Yeah, the real one's heavier.
Okay.
I don't know what
even
the
even in a, that small of a like you hear that with watches all the time, like a solid gold watch is going to be real.
It's not that small.
No, well, but it's still just a, it's still right. Like a watch is different. I've held a knockoff watch and I've held a Rolex. It's
man, I wish I had brought it so we could have tested it.
Or is she wearing it?
Or am I wearing the fake one?
No. You're such a freak.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are you going to do with the old one? I mean, the real one.
I'm going to put it.
Do you have a safe?
Yeah.
Do you really have a safe? Or are you just saying that so people don't break into your
house?
No,
we really have a safe. There's other things in there that I wouldn't want other people to find.
Ooh.
That was a weird one. Okay.
So if you're looking for the relations tapes of Erica and her fiance, what else could be in there?
I don't even care about the ring. What the hell is in the safe?
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
We're about to give away the entire radio station.
Huh?
You get the radio station to use, to complain.
Ooh.
You get it. Like, it's like your own little personal billboard against something that's popular, and you're just like, I don't get it.
Okay.
I don't get it.
Yeah.
I'm going to start.
Oh, he's
you're part of this.
Mustache.
Ooh.
Oh, okay.
Eric is part of this.
Erica.
You know what I don't get?
Oh, boy.
I am a healthy person. I believe in hydration. I do. I drink a lot of water.
Mm-hmm.
There it is. I don't get it. The obsession with women and men, but it's mostly women, with your damn carrying around 7 gallons like you're heading across the Sahara. You're stupid, and then it has to be a Stanley.
It's only 40 ounces.
Only 40 ounces.
I drink 3 to 4 a day.
You sound like an alcoholic. Like, completely just a 40
of water.
What do you like? I don't get Stanley's. Like,
do you not like having convenience? Do you not like having a handle?
You know what's more convenient than grabbing one of these Simple Truth electrolyte waters?
Well, those are plastic, so it's not so convenient for your microplastics that are blocking your brain.
I'm trying so hard because I switched to a glass bottle.
You did, and you're trying to be so cool with it.
But every day I go to leave, and I'm used to grabbing my water bottle, the same one that you had, the plastic one, and then everybody go, oh, I got to fill up that water bottle. And it throws me behind.
As long as I've known you, T-Hack, you've used the glass bottle. You haven't gotten over it?
He tried to make a switch.
I have not gotten over it. And it kind of leaks a little bit. The condensation... Someone's got to figure that out.
I don't mind using other water bottles. I really don't. And I do at home, like when I'm doing other things. I am all for not using the plastic bottles. I am just saying right what now. I don't get are specifically Stanley's, but secondarily, the need to carry a month's worth of water with you.
I don't leave the house without a water bottle.
Great. You don't need 40 ounces, Erica. You don't live that far.
You need... to drink your body weight in ounces, I think.
I don't think you do.
And that's I'm not a,
that's
doing
an
that,
insane
actually.
Amount of water. You don't need that much water.
Me and my scale have agreed to go our separate ways.
Look, y'all can be mad at me. I don't care. I'm fine with it. That's what we're doing here. We're taking the opinion of like, this is a popular thing and I don't get it. If you asked me four weeks ago, I would have stood on a hill and said, you know what I don't get? Love Island. I don't get it.
Love Island or Love is Blind?
Love is Blind.
Okay.
I don't get it. Right. I don't get it. I don't get it. I've watched it. I get it. I want to watch it. I want to meet him. I want to hang out with him. I want to shake Casey.
Oh my gosh. I'm not even, oh my God, you're watching this season.
Oh,
I'm not even done with the episodes that are out.
oh, I'm done with the episodes that are out. Yeah. Just while I'm standing around. Okay. Yeah. But like, yeah. Okay. No, I don't get it. I don't get it. It's okay. But now I get it. Now I get Love is Blind. So
maybe you should try drinking out of a stain.
No,
light.
I'm not going to do an arm workout to drink.
It is very big.
It makes sounds.
It's constantly like clinking her ice in there. It's just like, you are such a distraction with your water bottle.
Just bang the table.
Yeah, I did just hit the table. I'm sorry.
Does anybody else want to go?
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. She was drinking.
I could go. And I'm going to get a lot of hate for this.
What don't you get?
I don't get Beyonce. I don't get Beyonce. I know people will always make it's because you're a Taylor fan. And I'm like, it's really not about that.
It is 100% because you're a Taylor fan.
It's not about that. It is that. I just don't find her music very catchy. There have been some songs that I have loved. I was a Destiny's Child girl when I was young. But I don't get why everyone's like, she's the greatest. I'm like, and what? She's won album of the year how many times? With what success of songs?
I agree with you.
Here's the thing, I do think your Elvis, this is an old analogy, but your Elvis or Beatles, your Brady Bunch or Partridge Family, right. There's all these different things, you're one or the other. And if you're in Taylor's camp, you can't make Beyonce Queen Bee if Taylor's Queen Bee.
I don't necessarily care if either of them are Queen Bee. I'm just shocked at the level of success she's had for having rather uncatchy, uninteresting songs. And I'll probably get absolutely eviscerated.
I would
for
give
that.
The okay. I'm not going to say anything. Okay, so you've gotten a couple of examples, and if you're not already driving to the radio station with pitchforks and torches, we'd love to hear what popular thing you don't understand. We call it "I don't get it." 303-222-5423. You can text or call. Hack, would you like to join us on the?
I will. Yes.
Plank of doom.
Yes, I don't understand why you would take time off of work, pay for a flight, lug the kids, go through all that to travel somewhere.
You're going to be very careful what the next couple words are, bud.
Just to go lay on a beach like you're some sort of fish.
You're
just roasting out in the open sun.
Have you ever known relaxation?
He doesn't like to be hot. Like, oh
yeah,
my God.
It's so hot. It's just sandy and hot.
The ocean.
The first time I went to the beach, we went to Orlando. We went to Disney World. And so we went to Epcot, and then we went to Hollywood Studios, and we went to Animal Kingdom. And then my sisters were like, can we please just do with the beach? We've never seen the beach. Can we please go to the beach? So on the Friday, we went to the beach, and there's nothing. There's like not even hot dog vendors. There's just nothing. You're just sitting there laying.
Majesty?
We were at Epcot yesterday. Yesterday.
The
and
ocean.
Now we're just laying here. I got sand up my shorts.
Hey, man, have your children ever seen the ocean?
They have.
Okay.
And were you like
their
this?
Their mother loves the ocean.
Okay, good.
And were you like this on that day?
I was very covered up. I had long sleeves and the hat and the umbrella, and I did a lot of sitting.
Oh, my God.
It's what? I don't get it. You can just lay in sand anywhere.
No, you
not legally.
I could lay in my driveway too. It's just as relaxing. You get just as
what
burnt.
Are you talking about? You're just, like, you're sitting there and the ocean is going.
Yeah. You don't like beach vacations?
No, it's just let's go do something. We're taking time off of work.
It's like, I haven't had a beach vacation in so long, and you look at me. You can feel it,
I
right?
I know.
Like, I haven't been grounded in that way in so long. You don't know what it's like to like, I don't even want to look at you.
You're just roasting.
You're
what's good? And
then get in the ocean. Then you're not hot anymore.
It's all salty, and the fish are coming up. And
oh my god! Like,
I don't get it.
I thought your Beyonce take was like a hot take. No. He just took all the pressure off of everyone.
I feel like, you know what? I feel like I could walk outside right now.
For sure.
No,
those people with
care.
The pitchforks, they're here for Beach Boy.
Oh, time to relax.
How would you rather relax?
Let me flip over.
How would you rather relax?
Next to an AC unit.
You
connect the AC unit directly. Well, I'll connect
beach
it to
vacation.
Me and,
okay.
and let it blow. Right. Keep me cool.
I cannot.
Whether it's strip clubs, soccer, Beyonce, beaches, or Stanley bottles. What don't you get? 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
All right, we're letting you. This show is usually very positive, but we're letting you kind of take the negative angle today and tell us the things that you just don't get.
Mm-hmm. Hold on. The show is not usually positive.
Has anybody texted with anything we need? Are you going to live?
I don't know. But yeah, there's some funny texts. I don't get what people say now that is slapping.
Oh, the slang word that's slapping? That
like
slaps?
That slaps.
Yeah, I like that.
I don't get, I will say, to piggyback on what they're saying,
sure.
I don't get why we have to keep changing the language. Like, yeah. We got plenty of words that say the things we want them to say.
It just keeps happening.
Yeah.
Harry Potter is lame, is this person.
Somebody said they don't get Harry Potter?
Yep, they sure did.
Okay, that person needs, let's read their number on the air.
No, I'm not going to do that. Okay, someone says, dizzy as an adult without kids. I don't get it. It could be fun.
No, but if you're a full-on Disney person.
Yeah. There was also another one. I don't get why women pay thousands of dollars for a wedding dress you're going to wear once. Sorry, Erica, is what they said. My wedding dress was not as expensive as I was expecting it to be, I will say.
Do you want to say the number?
No.
I don't get why you won't say the number.
I don't get why people got to be in my business.
Vanessa? Oh.
What
don't you get?
The 6'7".
Okay, I actually don't get it. What's happening?
Okay.
Hold on.
Does anybody in this room know what it actually is?
No.
Because my daughter and her friend were talking about it. Like, one of their teachers, is like trying to work the 6'7" trend in or whatever in while they're talking, and they're like, he doesn't get it, and they're like, and they're laughing, like, right? And I'm like, yeah, right. Like, idiot. He doesn't get. I can't
wrap my head around
it.
What
either.
Is it?
No, I don't know.
So now us and Vanessa are just the Spider-Man team.
Do you just think it's stupid or do you not get it?
I both.
Could you explain a little bit of it? Because I don't even know what the beginning of it is.
No, I like when I Google it, it gives me conflicting info, and okay. I see it all over, like these kids and pictures and. High schoolers are doing
6'7".
It.
Okay.
I don't get it.
Yeah. The video I saw, these kids were at a restaurant. It was like, it was packed with kids and they were waiting for they were calling out the number. They're 6'6". And I know what they're waiting for because I'm an adult. Like I know what number they're waiting for. And then they go crazy at 6'7".
Oh, you thought they were going for 6'9".
Yeah.
Oh.
No.
And then I felt 1,000 years old. I'm like, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know.
So yeah, I can't jump on your, I don't get it. Because I guess you don't get it.
We literally don't get it.
It's like, we don't understand why it's popular, but we also just don't understand.
None of us get it.
And there's just teenagers, they're laughing at us
now. And not in the fun way.
Is it even a thing, or is it like the joke's on us? I don't know.
It's a little bit of both.
Yeah.
Thank you for the call. Because there's another one that they're saying now, crashing out. But I think it doesn't mean what you think it means.
Crashing out is like having a little menti bee.
Is it?
I think so.
You're just making up other words to make up words for their
words.
Don't
let her fool you, teens. Still laugh at her.
No, but I don't think, like, crashing out feels like, oh man, I'm going to crash out. Like, I'm getting tired or whatever. But I think crashing out is a good thing.
No.
Like, this song makes me crash out.
Oh my gosh, like the new Taylor Swift album makes me crash out because I'm so excited. I'm just like going to lose
crash
it.
Crash out seems down, doesn't it? Like, yeah, hey, like, I'm going to crash out, man.
It does sound like that, yeah.
But the way you're saying it is so 90s. I'm going to crash out. I'm going to go have sleep.
Oh, okay. 6'7".
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah. Roasted.
I don't think that's how it works.
You don't know, though.
I know.
Melanie.
Yay.
I don't get it. What don't you get?
I do not get that people that drive in the left-hand lane when you are on a freeway.
Yeah. Mm. I want machine guns in my headlights.
It seems
aggressive, but it would be a behavior modification tool.
It's like, just go around them. Right. It's okay.
No, it's not. Because then you have to pass them on the right. Yeah. That's why everybody thinks I'm a D-bag in my car.
You can be in the left-hand lane. It means get out of the lane you're in.
I move. If someone is coming up quickly behind me, I move over.
I'm going to turn left eventually.
Okay. No, you're not.
Yeah, a lot of people don't.
Not off a highway.
TX does. He's the worst driver ever.
Am I doing a Yui in the media? I don't know.
I get that one. Thank you, Melanie. Julie.
Yai.
I don't get it. What don't you get?
Tesla trucks.
Girl, you're with her?
Oh my God, I love my car, but I think the Tesla truck.
What is it called? It's the Cybertruck?
Yes.
Yeah. Ugliest thing I've ever seen.
For sure, it's like from Minecraft. It's like a truck through pixelated video. It's terrible.
Yeah.
But I also feel the same about the Jeep truck. Here's the thing. Stop calling it a truck. If the bed of the truck is in, like, I see the Jeep trucks and the bed is like, and the Tesla truck, I've never seen anybody open it up and put things in it.
Can it be open?
Yes, the whole back opens, but it's like, oh, hold on, I need to haul a mattress. Call my buddy with the Tesla truck.
No.
No, you don't call him for that. You call him if you need a D-bag.
When they first, like, released the pictures of it, I thought they were cool because it looked like a video game. It looked like it looked so ridiculous that I was like, that's cool.
In real life.
But then it, like, my buddies, like, put down the deposits for it, and, like, it took years and years and years, and now it's like, we all kind of
I've heard if you get inside it, you're kind of married to it, though. It's kind of dope inside.
Well, then don't ever put me inside of one.
Mm. No, come on. There's still Teslas, whether you love or hate, whatever. They're such fun cars to drive, but the truck is one step
too
far.
The truck is dumb.
Do you imagine just sitting in a Cybertruck in the left lane?
Okay,
just
buddy.
Going
along.
Yeah,
and everyone would be like, egging me.
Okay.
6'7".
Eric.
Yay.
What don't you get?
I don't get NASCAR.
Turn left,
you
brother.
You could be an F1 fan.
F1 is hard turns. Open wheel, like you could die. NASCAR is an oval track. It's four lefts. Oval, round. For like, there he goes. He's making a left. Oh.
People die, though. Dale Earnhardt Jr.
Yeah, but they don't anymore.
Or just Dale Earnhardt.
Senior.
Junior's still with us.
People watch it just for the wrecks, you know?
Yes.
It's like, I don't get 500 laps of doing left turns.
In Colorado, I think this behavior, we can get by with saying this. There are certain states in the union.
You would not. You would not.
We'd be 6'7".
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
It is time. It's time for the diary. Mm-hmm. I have been so excited for the diary over the last, I don't even know how many weeks. Six Three? Weeks or more? Yeah, it's been so many weeks.
We're on day 66, I think.
Uh-huh. Is that true?
Yeah, this is the 66th, yeah. And you're getting a little more casual with it. I saw the diary was laying out kind of by where I sit today. It was just eyeing me, just begging me, touch me.
You should.
I used it for some other stuff. You're going to touch it. You should touch it.
Okay, but the diary, though.
Okay. Do you want to touch the diary right now?
There are.
No, I can't.
Do you want to do it on the last day?
Maybe the last day. Okay. Yeah.
Including today's entry.
Yeah.
There are four entries left.
Yeah.
So in the last entry, it was a juicy one.
It was a juicy one because she and Jake had gotten in that fight on the 4th of July because her mom had called to check in on her because that was the year anniversary of when Mike proposed.
And then Mike called drunk.
And she went to get him.
Because she still has a key to his house.
And he lost his keys.
We found out a lot.
Yeah. And like, and he professed his love to her.
And then doubled down sober the next day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mike loves this girl.
Yeah.
Mike's mom loves Mike. Or I'm sorry, her mom loves Mike.
Yes.
So, and we kind of suspect deep down, if you don't pitch the key and you leave a party with your current boyfriend.
Right.
To go help your ex-boyfriend, she's got some feels.
Right. And Jake is reasonably upset.
There is an argument to be made. If you loved this person ever and they're in trouble,
right,
you would help them. But Erica, you right away, you were like, call
someone
Kate
else.
Kate and Joe or whatever.
Katie and Joe,
call them.
Yeah.
Call someone else.
Right.
Or call him
in an Uber and be like,
hey, man, go to the hospital.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know what else.
If you're really in trouble.
Yeah, and isn't it kind of on Mike? Like, you're in a bad spot, but you got to be more responsible enough to have other people to contact if you're going to put yourself in a bad spot.
I don't blame Mike because he's in love with her.
Well, I know, and that's...
This was calculated on his part, even if he was hammered.
I agree.
So,
I feel bad for Jake.
I do, too. Yeah.
This is not a victimless crime, but... So now they're in kind of a fight. And
they were in a fight.
That was July 5th again, right?
He gave her the ultimatum.
You got to stop talking to Mike.
Yes, you cannot talk to Mike. That was July 5th again. This is August 15th. I want to prepare you. It is not nearly as long as last time.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, before we start, are the cameras on?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, they are. Cool.
There's only, if you'd like to catch up on the diary, you can go to Instagram, you can go to YouTube,
right.
You can watch almost every single, Aaron is diligent about recording every four
current episodes.
And on one of them, you just see a picture of the diary with us talking.
Yeah, I forgot to record.
Just one.
Aaron was gone, yeah, and Aaron's, I forgot to record one. Like, so.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, August 15th. I feel like I'm living a double life. On the one hand, I'm Jake's girlfriend.
Oh.
And once again, find myself in a relationship I don't know how I feel about. He's crazy about me. It's serious. What am I going to do? And I haven't done what he's asked me to do. I'm still talking to Mike. Maybe now more than ever, I have to know if it's real or not.
If what?
Like, are the feelings still there? I mean, can you really go back? I know it'll never be the same as it was, but is it worth it to try?
You can't pause that long. I just want you to know.
Because it freaks us all out.
You said it wasn't long.
I'm sorry. I'm stuffy. I had to breathe. I feel like I'm being pulled in two different directions, and I'm not sure which I want to be. Okay. I want to be. But okay. Mm. I want to be happy, but which path will make me happy? I feel like I'm in an awful soap opera. This is... I cannot read that word. Worse? This is worse than any movie I've even imagined myself in, because this is real. And because it's not a movie, at some point I will have to decide. God, I really wish... this was a movie. That's it. So it's been a month and 10 days and she hasn't stopped talking to Mike and she's lying to Jake
she's
about it.
She's literally doing it 100% on the down low.
That's awful.
Yeah. And the way she said, like, when she said, can you ever go back? That's referring to Mike, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
But are you going back? Because you never really...
They did. They were kind of apart after their Christmas romp fest.
But they were still meeting up and...
I don't think they have boinked any between... They haven't boinked since...
Since Christmas Day, I think.
But like they've talked and her picking him up when he was drunk was...
Like she's going, oh, can I go back to the way things were before I cheated? And it's like, no.
But maybe because he loves her so much and I think he's forgiven that. If he's professing his love to her, he's ready to move past
that.
So,
like, she cheated and then you proposed and she essentially broke up your...
Yeah.
It's a horrible idea. I don't know what he's thinking.
Well, and it's not like if you're dating Jake and not supposed to talk to Mike, but you just see Mike at the bank and go, oh, Mike, how you been?
Right.
Okay. That's fine.
Right.
You're actively hiding, you know, like you're talking to him about deeper things that you probably...
Because she's trying to figure out if it's real. She said, I'm trying to figure out if it's real. So she's not talking about the weather.
But then don't you know that the thing with Jake isn't real?
Right.
That you're searching elsewhere? You're getting to what I was going to say. Like, there is a version of me from my past who has been in love triangles.
Mm.
And you're going, on one hand, this person is this, this, and this. And you're sitting here with your spreadsheet of pros and cons. And... the new wannabe healthier mentally version of me knows that the answer isn't A or B.
It's neither.
It has to be neither. Because if you're choosing between two people, you're going to hurt both of them. So just stop.
And probably yourself.
Yeah. You're like, if this one is like, this one has a little more of that, but this one has a little more of that, then neither one of them have what you want.
Right.
Because
they're
missing.
Do you
ever think, if only Angie did this? You don't think that. You're like, AHAC is my world.
Mm-hmm.
Dane, my fiance, is my world.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, but wait, that one guy, he made me laugh a little more, or he could dance better or whatever. It's like, if you got a cut sheet.
Right.
Yeah. That's
throw everything away, which is the scariest thing you can, as a human, like, trust me, I'm living it. Like, I'm like sort of intentionally at an arm's length from everyone because everything I've tried wasn't working, right?
Yeah.
She's that. And the fact that she's being shady
to both of them.
Yes.
what happens if she goes with Mike and then goes, yeah, I was, by the way, still with Jake that whole time. And like, I was lying. It's like, it's can weird. You ever trust her?
No.
Ever.
This is very the summer I turned pretty.
Really?
Kind of the love triangle thing. But on the bright side, Jake and Mike aren't related.
Do you feel I'm right on this, or do you think she should choose Jake or Mike?
No, I think I 100% think she should pick herself, because it feels like she's gotten lost in dating since we met her. Like, she
yes.
just wanted someone, but it's like you have to want the right person.
But let me just do the devil's advocate thing, because we only have three of these left. If you have to pick one of them, take away the choice of, like, choose yourself.
It's probably Mike.
I'd pick Mike,
really?
Too. Yeah, over Jake.
Why?
I feel like we just don't know a lot yeah. about Jake, and so Mike feels like a more storied answer. Like, there's more history, there's more good, so there's more bad. They were so close to getting engaged, where Jake is a boyfriend, you know? Like, but you'll have some boyfriends, but Mike proposed.
But Mike's fighting
for her.
This is just that she didn't write it down, you guys. And maybe she's not writing it down because she's so tormented. Like, you know more about Mike because she was writing her feelings. But like, Jake, if I was her and I was being such a crappy human, she's a crappy human. She really is.
Yeah, I think so too.
She's looking at Jake going, yep, did what you asked. Like, so she's just not writing things down. But maybe Jake's taking her on these amazing dates or whatever. She can't write it down because she can't bring herself to go, Jake's great. He's awesome. Right. She can't do it.
But I think she has more feelings for Mike. I know, even though she messed up.
You guys, I've said before that I kind of remember the ending of this. And now I don't remember. Oh. I know something. When we find out together what I know, you're going to freak out. But at this point, I'm as confused as anybody. Oh. And somehow, this has got to get to some conclusion that I know about in 3 days.
I don't like it.
Yeah. What's the date of the next one?
I forgot. I closed it up. It's September. It's early September.
So she's going months in between.
Well,
a month.
This was about
August.
2 weeks.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. The third to the last diary entry is tomorrow.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices.
at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I feel a little weird about what's about to happen.
Why?
Because I feel like I've forced it. It has been a long time since I've been really angry at T-Hack.
Was the last one animals?
The one I was most upset.
Unexpected animals.
Unexpected? I don't remember that. What was that?
Yeah, raccoons. The number one was an owl. When you are never expecting to see an owl. And then when you see an owl, you're telling somebody about it later
I'm gonna
on.
I'm going to say that I was upset with you probably.
Oh boy, but not like Brad.
Brad was a changing point in our relationship. If you don't know what we're talking about, T-Hack occasionally, when he sits around in his house, he comes up with lists of things.
It's more than that. I crunch the numbers and I do all. It's a lot of math involved to come up with them. But
how much time do you have on your hands?
Not a lot.
The fact that he says I crunch the numbers and the Slacker Show singers actually use that line in the song.
Yeah.
If you've never heard it before, it's time for T-Hack controversial.
He says dumb things, but this is dumbers.
Dumbers.
He says he's got data and he's crunched the numbers.
I have.
But he doesn't even know any scientists, and he gets real mad when we call these lists. It's T-Hack's controversial rankings.
I love that song.
Yeah,
it's great.
It's
we
great.
Don't
I
sing along with that one. We
they
don't
come
learn
in
the lyrics
do it live every time. It's
yeah,
the best.
That's amazing. It's controversial rankings. Feel free to sound off on anything he says that you agree with or disagree with. These are always 10.
They are. Yes, this has 10 as well. Today's subject. Very very topical, I would say. These are the best things about Halloween. The controversial rankings.
I don't love Halloween very much, so I hope I agree with you a lot.
The best things about Halloween, and it's the controversial rankings. So if it weren't controversial rankings, candy would be number one.
I think candy's still on the list.
Oh, it's going to be on the list.
Especially
it has
T-Hack.
To be. Yeah. But
I don't let a lot of my personal.
That is the least true thing you've ever said in your life.
I let the numbers speak.
This is 100%.
Just the numbers. Your of his own.
Yes. There's no. And like, I want to give the listeners of our dear program. We've always claimed, and it's not a claim. It's a fact. We are about honesty on this show.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I'm going to give the people something that they've not gotten from you.
Ooh.
The real truth about controversial rankings. Because if in the middle of controversial rankings, one of us were to point out one that you may have forgotten, you won't own that you forgot it. You just go, nope, just didn't make the list.
Yeah.
And
biscuits will forever
biscuits
go down in history.
Biscuits is, he did not make the controversial rankings of top breads. And like, I was like, dude, this is wild. Because biscuits have to be in the 10. And it wasn't until he had like 3 or 4 tequila lemonades, he was like, yeah, I dropped the ball on biscuits. I forgot.
I told you that in private.
Yeah.
Dude. Okay. So I'm just going to say.
I don't know what number one is going to be here, but I have a guess on number 10.
Oh,
okay. Well, let's get started with your guess.
Okay. My guess is trick or treating.
Coming in at 10 is what you think?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's costumes in general. He doesn't dress up.
Yeah,
he's the biggest stick in the mud.
I just imagine you don't love when people knock on your door.
He doesn't even answer the door.
Well, we leave the bowl out because right now we're out trick-or-treating. That's the whole neighborhood.
The bowl is so stupid.
Everyone's doing it. We all just go grab candy.
But you know
from,
then like, only 5 kids get candy. The first kid gets the candy.
Actually, I've been very impressed. We've gotten back after hours and there's still candy left, which is the whole time. I'm like, honey, we got to go back. The candy for me. The bowl that's sitting there. I get the extra. We got to get back. And then there is extra, so it's good.
Okay. All right. Controversial rankings.
Best things about Halloween. Number 10, not trick-or-treating, it's bobbing for apples.
Oh, yeah. F that.
Yeah, that shouldn't be even on the list.
That's a carnival game. TX. Well,
I agree. It shouldn't be on the list, but out of respect, it's been around forever.
Respect for
him. For the it's a classic. Everyone knows about bobbing for apples, may and it, be, it deserves a Frank? Spot. Uh-huh.
Call me Frank.
Frank. Yes, Frank.
I've never done it. But I have it. I think I'd be great at it. I got a theory on how to do it.
I don't understand what it is. And here, my wife and I, when I was, I let her run through the list, and it was unclear. Do you eat the apples after you take them out, or are kind they of, just bobbing apples?
Yeah. Well, no. Do you want me to tell you how to do it? How I think you do it?
Sure.
If you put your head in the water and try to bite an apple,
right, it goes
it's
down.
Slippery and it's gonna it's gonna get away from you.
Yeah.
You got to commit to it. And you got to force that bad boy. You got to drown the apple. You got to go down to the bottom. You got to like go, ugh. It's like, you ever seen a dog try to get a tennis ball out of the water and it keeps getting away from it?
Yeah.
And then they got to go like, ugh, and like
hey,
force
ma'am.
It to the bottom. And then once it's against the floor of the tub, now you can.
So this is often done in trash cans.
No, it's not in trash cans. It's like in the bucket. It's like in the pig trough.
Like it's not kind of like a cauldron, I thought.
Are you sure this is a Halloween thing?
Yeah, bobbing for apples. Yeah, for sure.
I thought it was a carnival thing. Okay.
No, it's definitely a Halloween thing, because then you do the spaghetti with the grapes in it.
Yeah. I don't. Maybe it's not. Maybe.
Is spaghetti with grapes in there on your list?
Maybe it's controversial. It's spaghetti and grapes.
All right. Well, we've run out of time. Okay. We've run out of time.
Number nine, costumes.
Yeah.
Almost the worst part about Halloween is having to figure out what to be and then putting on perhaps makeup.
So much
wig.
Pressure.
It's just a lot.
303-222-5423. It is literally one of the top two things on everyone's list. The greatest thing about Halloween.
The costumes.
You get to be someone else. Text in right now. Tell
look
TF
inside.
What it,
look inside. Why do you want to be someone else so bad?
It's just your one day where Cyrano de Bergerac gets to be with. Like the
I feel
little
like
mermaid.
What are you
pressure.
Saying?
Cyrano de never mind. You uncultured swine.
You got to be something clever. You got to be something in a group. You can't just be like, I'm a ghost. It used to be so easy. Just I'm just saying,
I could be a ghost.
If you're Dread Pirate Roberts, you've got the mask on, and then there's Little Mermaid, and you guys get to talking, and then she finds you fetching, and then you make out, and then
fetching.
Wow.
Sure. And then you take your mask off. She's like, ugh, but it's too late. She's already she's already committed to it. Okay, sorry.
You hear that, Leo, when you're driving out trick-or-treating?
Yeah.
Number eight, best things about Halloween, pumpkin patches.
That should be significantly higher.
So should costumes. Why didn't you back me on that?
Okay. The costumes could be exhausting. A pumpkin patch,
thank you.
What a fun activity for a Sunday.
Also, it's not that fun. You're wandering around.
Thank you.
You're out in, I love the stuff by me, Anderson Farms and stuff, but it's like, they need booze. Yeah, it's just you're
sometimes
in a dusty field.
Mm-hmm. Or they do. Sometimes they have apple cider and it's 1,000 degrees, and so you can't drink it till later that night.
You gotta wait
when you're already home and
you
stuff.
Went outside.
These
you
are
got fresh air. You ran
it's
around.
Good. It's on the list. It deserves a spot.
There's
higher
a
than
reason,
costumes. It is better.
There's a reason why they're controversial. He's being, I think, obtuse on purpose. But keep going.
He would never.
Number seven. Trick or treating. Just go buy the candy. What are we doing? What are we doing pretending like it's the only way to get candy, to knock on a stranger's door that you would never let your kids go up to any other day? To go, hey, go knock on that stranger's door?
We don't have a lot of time. But I want you to know I've never agreed with you more than this.
Oh.
Wow. Thank you.
It's terrible.
But it's cute. When the 3-year-old come up to the door, they say, twinkle tweet. You're like, oh my gosh.
But you're wandering. You're basically becoming a panhandler and going to other people. Please, may I have some more? And it's like, son, I can buy you way better candy than this.
And Erica, why are we? You're answering the door. Once you close the door and you go, oh, that kid was so cute. You don't see him walking back and the dad going, did you say thank you? I told you to say thank you. How many times I gotta tell you to say thank you?
The whole process sucks.
All right, next
house. Parents, the kids.
Trick or treat, knock, trick or treat, thank you. And then they will forget.
Yep.
Then
immediately. What number are you on? Because we're running real long.
That was number seven. Coming in at number six, best things about Halloween, jack-o'-lanterns. The creativity. You got to applaud it.
Okay, so we're getting into the high.
We're getting pretty good. And now have you seen the hack where you're supposed to cut out not the top, you cut a hole in the bottom.
So you can set it on top of
a candle.
You just
put it right over the candle instead of trying to put the candle in the thing.
It's way smarter.
Yeah.
Very smart.
And it took us 2,025 years to get that?
You know, humanity, like the planet wasn't invented. Never mind. I'm not going down that road with you today.
Okay.
I want you to know that your bottom five have been as wrong as almost anything you've ever done.
I crunched the numbers and this is what it comes up with. I'm just the messenger.
We would normally do the top five next, but if enough people text in and say, please murder this whole bit.
If trick-or-treating, pumpkin patches and jack-o'-lanterns have already gone, what's left?
Here's the deal. Do not text the word stop because then you'll no longer get text messages. Right.
Yeah, that's true.
Just like maybe die.
Or boo.
Boo's better.
Boo. What the heck,
the
man?
The controversial rankings of the best things about Halloween continues or boo next.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
All right, so while we were doing other things on the radio station, Eric and I were pantomiming what we think our faces would look like while bobbing for apples.
Uh-huh, yeah.
We're doing TX controversial rankings of the best things about Halloween.
Yes, best things about Halloween.
If you know anything about controversial rankings, you know that his list is so jacked up that he's got it so wrong. Like, if you're thinking of the best things about Halloween, probably in your mind, like dressing up would be the number one thing. He had it in the bottom five. Why don't we recap the bottom five?
It was nine?
Yeah, it was nine. At 10 was bobbing for apples, only on the list out of respect. It's a classic, so it deserves a spot.
Like sometimes when he talks, I just want to thump him.
Okay. Number nine, costumes.
Yes.
One of the worst parts about it, the pressure. You gotta
be a part of a group, or you gotta be something clever.
You can't just be scary anymore. Number eight, pumpkin patches. A little overrated. No. You gotta go, so it deserves
a spot.
It's
kind of dusty. You can just buy a pumpkin at King Soopers.
Very dusty.
Just get it done.
Mm-hmm.
I can't stand you guys.
Okay.
Number seven, trick-or-treating. Much more efficient ways to get
one,
candy.
No one agrees with you. Mm-hmm. The texts have come in. And
trick-or-treating is so cute.
It is,
but you're always, say thank you, and they never do, and then they just get to eat a bunch of candy, and you're like, this feels like I rewarded you for being a jerk
I'm
all
sort
night.
Of on his side on this one, just because it just feels so baggy. It's why I don't, like when my kids were like in band or whatever, and you sell the chocolate bars, I'm like, I'll just buy them all. Because like, I don't want, like coming in here going, hey, Erica, want to buy some of the twisty nut monkey bread? It's like, no.
Definitely not that.
If it's for the future, if it's candy, I would.
By the by, the monkey bread is unreal. Oh, okay. The monkey bread you can buy, it's like weird little knots and stuff. If my kids never got to sell it, I would have been calling hog wild on it.
Oh.
It's really good stuff. Okay. Sorry.
Get back to the rink.
Can monkey bread on the list?
Can we do controversial rankings of crap kids sell?
Oh.
Did you ever have to sell like the candles?
No, we did wrapping paper and popcorn.
Interesting. We sold enchiladas at one point.
Enchiladas?
What?
Yeah. It's like our gym teacher got like a deal on them or something, and then we were.
Okay, this is definitely going to be a controversial ranking in the future. Keep going.
Number six was jack-o'-lanterns. Love the creativity. Love the new hacks.
That should probably be higher up.
Yeah, but
I'm
going to
give you a chance. Yeah.
Okay. The top five now. Number five, best thing about Halloween, the orange and black color scheme. It's a good time that you get orange and black.
Those are my high school colors. I could have
done
without.
This is the dumbest list he's ever done.
That is a bad take.
What's wrong with orange and black and maybe a little
Nothing's
purple?
Nothing's wrong
maybe
with
a
it,
little purple.
But if you're saying the 10 things about Devil's Night, that doesn't...
I think it's so...
The color scheme.
Just like red and green for Christmas, you see it and you think Christmas. You see orange and black and you think Halloween. I think that should be...
Bengals.
Or just like high school.
Yeah. Mm. I don't think...
No, I think it's
been co-opted by a lot of other things. Orange and black is not just that now. It's not. By the way, what's the official colors of this jackhole radio station?
Pink?
No, it's orange and... We're definitely orange.
Hey, man.
No, not Alice. I'm talking Odyssey.
Oh, Odyssey is orange. But not black, because if they tied it with black, it would be Halloween.
That's not true. Anyway, okay, keep going with your stupid... Like now... Okay. Now I'm just frustrated. Can you do the school things?
I think
things
every we sell list I've done has been the worst he's heard.
No, this one's got bread written all over it.
All right, I'm going to get Erica back on my side with number four.
Oh.
In a tie, Halloween Town and Hocus Pocus.
In a tie?
Yes, both movies
and
deserve
you know
a spot.
What? You've got me.
Thank
I'm
you,
in
yes.
Halloween Town and Hocus Pocus. Does that mean there's no three?
No, they're together. Like, those specific movies. Okay. Like, you got to watch
so
just
you're
the
just
classic.
Saying Halloween movies, i.e. those two.
I'm not saying Halloween. Not like the stabby, the scary. I'm saying just the spooky, the fun.
I think we've probably discussed this, but I have no idea what you're saying when you say Halloween Town. Never even heard of it. Is it
you
a Disney movie?
Very old. You should know it.
Okay. I will kill people you
care about. I think there's four of them.
There's
two with the cast, and then there's two more.
Yeah. It's like Home Alone. So they just started throwing anybody in there.
And isn't the main girl married to the main guy now?
Yes. Halloween Town. All right. We might
remember
just end
where
it there.
He put costumes. Okay. He's an idiot.
I don't really like costumes that much.
Maybe less controversy with this one. Number three, the crisp fall weather. It's a great time. You're getting ready to gear up for kind of the bigger holidays. Thanksgiving, Christmas.
Okay.
It's turning. It's part of it. You're thinking, do I need the sweatshirt underneath? Do I need the jacket? Probably. I haven't needed it yet. But
all the things about, like, you understand that these lists are so skewed. Like, you're saying best things about Halloween, but like the day before Halloween is also crisp weather. So like these things should be specific to Halloween.
It's a little bit of a season.
That's it. Like, this is the dumbest thing to be on your list.
I'm with T-Hack. It's a little bit of a season.
Halloween, we're in Halloween season now.
In fact,
it's been,
I might watch Halloween Town tonight.
Okay. Ooh.
All right.
We're in the top two.
Yes. I still think candy. You've
already done the top two.
My guess is that candy is
number
one. Well,
candy's in there because
it's number one.
But here's the thing. The top two for everyone else listening is either trick-or-treating or costumes and candy. Mm-hmm. The top, if you're going, if you walk up to any person from birth to death, what's the best thing about Halloween? They're going to go, candy. What's number two? Costumes. Like, it's just, what are the things that Halloween is known for? Type in Halloween in Google. What are the first two things that are going to come up? It's going to be candy and costumes.
But these
candy or costumes.
This isn't the what is Halloween known for rankings.
It's
and
the best thing.
People listening haven't crunched the numbers. They just think like, probably costumes. It's nine.
Candy did not come up on Google.
It's number nine. Barely on the list.
That's costumes.
Costumes, yeah. Candy not yet on the list. Is it on the way? We're in the top two. Number two. Best things about Halloween. Okay. Slacker, you're with me on this.
Don't try to win me over. I'm done with you.
The giant yard skeletons.
Oh,
those huge ones
we're doing
with the eyes, and they move and they follow you. And like,
I drive by 100% this place over and overlid.
Yeah.
And they've got like six of them.
Yep.
And they're dressed up all different. And like, what are they doing? They're there year round.
Yeah. No, because then what they do is they put a candy cane in its hand. Then it's then it's like, ooh,
and
it's
then
Christmas.
During the summer, it was like holding a sunflower. And I'm like, what are we
doing?
Yeah,
it's too much. It's too much. And it's becoming the Christmas thing where there's inflatables now for Halloween. You guys have gone too far. You know how I feel about inflatables.
He's not saying inflatables.
No,
I'm
but
not.
It doesn't matter.
Actually, I was in Walmart recently and I was shocked at how inexpensive the inflatables are. I assume they'd all be super expensive. I'm like, that's why everyone has them.
That's because they suck.
Do you have the skeleton?
No.
They just have a stuffy, fluffy skeleton at
that
their
one
house.
Is.
Yeah, he's an indoor skeleton.
Okay.
And my kids put clothes on him immediately when we gave him to him.
They
put a t-shirt on him and they felt like he was naked or something.
You understand that you're off the show if this isn't candy. You're literally...
I would have to agree with him this one time.
Like you are unemployed.
Do we have time to recrunch? I want to make sure.
No.
Okay.
If the number one thing about Halloween is not candy, but I will say this, if you get specific about one candy, you're probably also off the show.
Unless it's Reese's pumpkin.
No. Oh my God.
Come on. You know they're better.
Reese's pumpkins are great, but they're not nearly as good as just a standard Reese's egg.
A Reese's pumpkin with Halloween Town on the TV and a giant skeleton out the window.
And you went to the pumpkin
patch
earlier.
And the crisp fall night. That's the top five, baby, right there.
So are you saying?
Number one, the best thing about Halloween.
Is it?
Candy.
Oh, yes! Yeah!
Of course it's candy!
He lived to fight another day!
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
Nine.
We haven't really been talking about this much today, but our big party's tonight.
We are gonna party.
We're celebrating Erica.
Uh-huh.
And her Colorado-ness. And we're celebrating everybody's Colorado-ness.
Mm-hmm.
See what I did there?
I have to say, we have like a photo opportunity at this, and it is the best photo opportunity I've seen in a long time.
It really is.
It's so cute.
We can just say, right?
Sure.
we've created a giant fake ID.
But not for you to use as a fake ID.
No, because it says like the Slacker Show on
right.
it.
Yeah.
And, like, but it's, so you can just stand there, take a little picture with it. And
it's
then,
so cute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let everyone know you're a Coloradan.
Yeah.
Yes. So it's happening at Lone Tree Brewing tonight at 6 o'clock. If you RSVP'd, you absolutely have to come.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have your information. So if you like RSVP'd and then you don't come, I believe we're going to spend the rest of the week hunting you down and going, what? Like, let me just ask you this. If somebody RSVP'd for your wedding and you paid that like price per head or whatever.
Yeah, I'd be angry about that.
Right. So same diff.
Yeah, don't do that.
We're going to, we're, so.
Oh, by the way, your save the dates are in the mail.
I told you just bring me mine.
I know. It's more
I don't
fun.
Check my
more
mailbox.
Fun in the mail. Well, get with it. Oh anyway.
So you don't think it's, you don't think it'd be great radio for the next couple of days to start reaching out to the people and go, hey, hey, Holly from Highlands Ranch. So yeah,
got your RSVP here
and we didn't see you last night at Lone Tree Brewing. Do you know the prizes you missed out on, Holly?
I don't know that we need to berate
Holly,
people. You know what?
Holly,
those who want to spend time with us will.
Did you just say the word again?
I don't know that we need to berate people.
Oh, okay. It's all good. I thought she said bury. Like,
oh, like, no. It's just
I was
going
to add it to the list of things that you don't know how to say.
Like bury?
Yes.
Not bury.
People from like the Eastern Sea, like Boston and stuff, say bury. Oh, let's bury the hatchet. And you're like, bury it?
Yeah.
I sounded like an Irishman.
Kind of.
Yeah.
I think there's some Irishness in Boston and whatnot, right?
Boston.
Well, you mentioned the prizes that you're going to miss out on.
That Holly's going to miss out on from Highlands Ranch.
There are a lot of them. We've got gift cards to a lot of different Colorado places, including Casa Bonita.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, we're going to get you a reservation.
Uh-huh.
You don't even have to fight for it.
Yeah, that's going
to
be cool.
We're not pulling a fast one. We're getting you hooked up. Plus,
yeah, we also have Eliza Schlesinger tickets. She's coming here at the end of the month. Yeah, at the Belco Theater.
So that's they awesome. Came through mm-hmm. for us. My buddy Ben from El Jardin came mm-hmm. through with a gift card. I just want to say this. It's actually a couple $100. I think we're going to split it into $200 things. You don't even have to buy food there. Their food is exceptional, but you can just buy Slackeritas until you can't
move. Oh, yeah.
Just Uber up, Uber out.
Right, okay.
I would recommend. Yeah, ATV Tour Colorado is giving out an ATV tour for four, which is a big, big prize.
Yeah.
Yes. What else?
We also have Lord at Red Rocks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, God, there was some other concert and it's escaping me.
He's a guy, he sings all those songs.
He's talking about guitar.
The guy who sings all the songs
mm-hmm.
with the guitar. Yeah, so we'll have his tickets as well.
Ed.
There
it is. Ed
Kowalczyk from Live.
No, what?
Ed is the lead singer of Live. Lightning crashes.
I don't even know what you're saying.
Dies. You don't know the band Live? Do you know the band Live?
No, I don't.
Yeah, thank God.
I don't, no.
Text in right now to 303-222-5423 and tell these heathens, Live is so great.
You definitely
know songs from
definitely
Live.
They're definitely older than us.
Yeah, they're definitely before Google. Google Live. What comes up?
Yeah, that's a
it's such
band a good
Live!
Point.
Oh my God. Okay, just so you know, it's Ed Sheeran, but I am such a... you guys aren't welcome at this party.
Actually,
I don't care if it's about you.
Yeah, it's for me.
No,
so
it's
I
not.
Actually think you're not welcome at this party.
Text in who you want to not come to the party. All right, so it's at Lone Tree Brewing. Again, if you RSVP.
And tons more prizes, too. Colorado Ski Chairs, Denver Ski Company,
right.
Blasphemy Boutique, Adventure West, Santiago's. Like, it goes on and on.
I want to say this. I believe that if you didn't RSVP, you might still be able to get in. But if you didn't RSVP, you cannot win. The first 200 people who RSVP'd who show up.
Right.
While supplies last. Sorry, it's one of those allegedly things that we have to do. We'll win one of the coveted Slacker Show / BJ and Jimmy bags.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
We'll have those.
Yeah, the tote bags.
The tote bags.
Yeah.
They're the best shopping bags.
It's seriously the greatest
thing.
This
is like kind of a bag drop, but mostly a party. It's like you get to do both.
Super fun party in Lone Tree Brewing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, did we mention Crinelli's? Oh, you
said it. Crinelli's.
Yeah.
Yes.
More.
Lucinda,
more.
So, she's
yeah,
she's
your
dope.
Odds of winning a prize are really good when you come.
Yes.
And plus Colorado trivia that we're going to be doing. It's going to be a great time.
Yes.
Come
so
hang out.
6 o'clock, coming up very quickly here.
Mm-hmm.
Lone Tree Brewing, we'll see you there.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I got a pro tip for robbers. Bring a checklist of everything you brought with you to a robbery and make sure you...
Oh,
bring it back.
Oh, and I have a story. When you go through a breakup, it's always best to burn the bridges.
Oh, boy.
I feel like this is going to be bad.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story's out of Utah.
Oh, my old stomping ground.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's hear a Utah accent.
There isn't one.
They don't have one, right? They're okay. Just like, well, yeah, can't have coffee.
They're like, I'm going to go over to Swig and get a Diet Coke.
Wait, they can drink soda?
Weirdly, yes.
Oh, but not coffee.
No hot caffeine.
Shut up. That's not really a thing.
It sure is.
Shut
and
up.
For the record,
I know
is
we're
not
trying to do stupidly stupid stories, but like.
Right. And this is not Utah. This is LDS.
Okay.
Yeah, not state law.
Okay, keep going.
Maybe you know this man. A Utah man. He was arrested. He had broken up with his wife. And unfortunately, he set fire to her house.
Oh, yeah, just unfortunately.
Yeah. Well,
it gets he wanted her to know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want you to know that this is over.
Right.
Yeah. We're going scorched earth on this one.
Scorched house on this. Okay.
The problem
is
that was the third time he had set fire to her house.
What?
What?
Once, not twice, but thrice.
Thrice, exactly. He set fire, so she installed some security cameras, caught him on camera the second time, and also the third time. He was throwing explosives into the house.
Okay.
And he was identified by his walk, his shoe prints, and his gloves. He was later arrested. Which, no, you can't tell, by the way.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, don't do that.
So now they're really broken up.
They really are, yes. He's going to jail for a long time. He also violated a protective order.
Yeah.
No, but you said he threw the bomb.
Yeah, I'm starting to think this guy doesn't even respect the law.
Yeah. I knew someone who did this from my high school.
What?
Burned somebody's house?
Uh-huh. Twice? Over a breakup. I believe it was only twice.
Oh, gotta set
the
bar higher, man.
For a long time.
Those Utahs.
Oh, hey.
No, that wasn't in Utah.
No, I'm saying you can't beat the Utahs. Yeah, okay. They're way ahead of you. My story also not from Florida. It is from China. It is from China. Let me jump in with. Okay.
Yeah.
There's a man who found out that somebody was carrying a lot of expensive jewelry in their car.
Okay.
So he waited till they got out of their car, snuck up to the car, and broke in to said car. Took all the luxury jewelry that was hidden in the glove box and got away. Congratulations.
Wow.
You've committed the perfect caper.
Also, who carries expensive jewelry in their car?
I don't know.
Yeah.
It was all well and good until he was like, wait, where's my phone?
Oh.
He's in the car.
In the car that he just broken into and robbed from.
In the car.
Great.
The guy got in his car and said, oops, somebody broke into my car. Whose phone is this? Police were able to just track the owner of the phone. So you got to have an inventory list, okay?
Your phone? How do you leave your phone?
I can tell you this. I committed a couple crimes.
Oh, perfect.
And I've illegally dumped trash in dumpsters. And I've thrown my phone into said dumpster and had to go back and get the phone.
Did not.
Yes, I did, because I was like in a hurry and hurling stuff. And then I get back in my truck and I'm home and I'm like, oh, come on!
And you had to go dumpster diving for your own phone.
For my own phone.
Yeah. And I have to pull his legs. It's always old.
All right, those were all the stupid people we could find. Fire and a phone.
Oh, boy.
For today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.